Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Julie Butler for Petersfield Shine Radio, and I'm with the chairman of East Meon Parish Council, and that's Susan Davenport. Susan, I want to talk to you about the number 67 bus, and that's all part and parcel of the Hampshire County Council consultation, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes. Hampshire County Council has a £132 million deficit, and it's got to make cuts, which cannot be easy for the council. It has a number of statutory obligations which it has to follow, and that is mostly centred around adult and children's services. And for the rest, it's a matter of what can be cut and what can't be cut. And we in East Meon are hoping very much that the number 67 bus, which serves East Meon, will not be one of those services which is cut.
Yeah, I mean, bus services around here, even in Petersfield, is not great, actually. So, but here in the middle of such a lovely village, you need a bus service, don't you?
And we certainly do. We've got a good social mix here in the village. I think those who would be most impacted if the service was cut will be the elderly without cars, either because they've never driven or they've decided the time has come for them not to drive anymore. And at the other end of the scale, children aged 11 to 16 and students aged 16 to 18. Basically, the number 67 from East Meon, you either go east to Petersfield or you go west to West Meon and then on to Alton and Winchester. The elderly, perhaps because they more often go to the doctor, that our doctors is in West Meon, the elderly need the bus to go to West Meon to the surgery there, or quite simply just to pick up prescriptions. Then they also want to go east to go to the bank. They need to go perhaps to the dentist, to shop, or to see friends and relatives. So for them, the ones who don't have access to a car, if there is no bus service, they are marooned. They are isolated here in the village. And even if they can call on someone to drive them, it is a loss of their independence. And that is so important to the elderly, that they keep their independence and are able to make their own way wherever it happens to be without calling favours on people. We do have a very good care group here which drives people to the surgery and perhaps to dental appointments or to hospital. But these are all volunteers. And again, they can't be called upon all the time to drive people to routine blood tests or whatever it happens to be at the doctors in West Meon. Nor can they, of course, take that. It's not part of their mandate to take people shopping or to visit friends. That's something that they're stretched enough as it is. They just can't do that. Yeah. But at the other end of the scale, I was saying it also affects children who are at secondary school. There is a statutory obligation on the council to take children and bring children back from secondary school, from their catchment school. And we've got two catchment schools. We're either going to Petersfield, TPS, or going to Perrins in Alresford. Most children here choose to go to TPS. Now, the statutory obligation is to take them to school and then to bring them back, but it is not to bring them back after school clubs. So if you're at the bottom end, the junior end of TPS, you're probably wanting to do quite a few clubs because that gets you to meet other people and to become part of groups, whether they're sporting or artistic or whatever, whilst their Petersfield contemporaries will be able to perhaps to walk home after their club, then children in the village or in rural communities along the bus route rely on that route to bring them home. So they're going to lose out. Perhaps even more worrying than that is that there is no statutory obligation imposed on councils to provide transport to sixth form college. And that means that if you live in East Meon, once you have finished at TPS or Perrins and you want to go on and do A-levels, there will be no bus service, whether you pay for it or not. If the number 67 is axed, there will be no public transport. Your parents may well have a car, but they'll probably also have a job. and they, at the moment, can set off to work, leaving their child to catch the bus to go into sixth form college. There will be some kind of grants available, I'm sure, but it's not the way to function. I'm sure we could survive happily with a reduced service, but we need some kind of service.
To get rid of it completely here is just, well, I mean, I've driven here and you can see how remote it is. And I mean, as pretty as it is here, you do need to have contact with the outside world as well, don't you?
Yes, I mean, it seems ridiculous when we've got both Hampshire and the South Downs National Park Authority, because we are very much in the national park here, both saying we want more work within the national park area, we want to create jobs. But then if there's no bus service, you're creating jobs only for those people who have got cars, which is ridiculous. And then on the flip side of that, of course, if you're living in East Meon, you can't actually get to work anywhere unless it's in East Meon, and work in East Meon is pretty limited. I mean, I do know of a particular girl who left TPS a while ago now and found a job in Petersfield, but her home, there was no car available, and so she relied 100% on the bus to get her to work and to get her back home again. She's now moved out of East Meon, I think, to make life easier for herself, actually. That's just one example of the situation. When the South Downs has got policies for, you know, sustainability, there are people in the village who choose not to have a car, not only those who perhaps can't afford to run a car or have got to the stage in life where they don't want to be driving, but there are others who, for sustainable reasons, environmental reasons, decide they don't wish to have a car and therefore wish to travel by public transport. And this is being promoted both by Hampshire and the South Downs, and yet they're considering axing our one and only bus service, which, as you said at the beginning, isn't exactly a huge service. It's not as if we have buses every hour. We don't. And that doesn't matter. We just need some buses that will effectively take children to where they need to go to continue their learning so they're not disadvantaged, and take the elderly where they need to go. And, of course, others who want to go to work or go shopping in Petersfield or whatever it happens to be.
The consultation, it's still open at the moment, isn't it? So I'm guessing as a parish council, you've already responded to it. And I would like to think that everybody in the village will do the same.
We are hoping so. Certainly the parish council has made a submission, and we have some very good ways of contacting people in the village. We've got two village Facebook pages. We have our own Me on Matters magazine, which has an online presence. And we, of course, have our own parish council website. And on all of those, we're saying, please, if you think that you or someone you know is going to suffer and be disadvantaged if the number 67 is axed, please tell Hampshire County Council, even if it's only you think it's environmentally unsound to ax this service, then please tell the council this, because we reckon the more people who make it clear that it should not be one of the services that's cut, the better.
Yeah, so let's hope that everybody listens to this and fills it in for you, and let's hope that your number 67 bus will be saved. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It would be terrific if it was saved. Thank you for interviewing me.
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine.